everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
It's a joy to bring back to Testimony a legendary Hercules actor, writer, producer, director, author, and conservative pundit, Kevin Sorbo, whose wife Sam, the equally conservative author, actress, producer, writer, and syndicated radio host and podcast host, are together making the case, and powerfully so, for faith-based films that truly do make a difference. Case in point, the hugely successful Let There Be Light, and soon to be released, Against the Tide and Miracle in East Texas, discussed in an earlier broadcast. Both films a must-see, and both inspiring as well as challenging, which, speaking of, marriage can be, which is why, no doubt, my next guest penned True Faith, Embracing Adversity to Live in God's Light, which we will talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, always a joy, actors Kevin and Sam Sorbo. Kevin and Sam, welcome back to Testimony.
And you'll put an applause in there somewhere, right?
Well, you also have another film on Amazon. Can you just talk about that real quickly, and we'll get right into True Faith?
I have a wonderful documentary out there right now. It debuted number one on Amazon on the documentary list, but it stayed in the top 10 for the last 3 weeks as well, reaching as high as number four, and it's called Before the Wrath. You can go to beforetherath.com, and they can get the information on that. See the trailer on it. I'm the narrator, and it's a wonderful look at the book of Revelation, and it's a wonderful story being told, mixed in with some very, interesting dialogue from people that are very much more versed in the Bible than I am. So it's pretty fun to be part of something like that.
Wow, that sounds fantastic, and I can't wait to watch. So let's get right into your latest great read, True Faith, and why, after 22 years of marriage, you decided to write it.
We just like working together, and so we decided we needed to write a sequel to True Strength. True Strength was a book that focused on Kevin's recovery from three strokes. He does a lot of speaking about and part of his testimony is this this incredible journey that he went on after being hit by these three strokes that just completely sidelined him, derailed him, if you will. And it's helped so many people, and we just thought, let's do another book that's along those lines. Look, we've had hardship in our lives. Everybody goes through hardship, and we find that it's very helpful for people to find out, oh, you also had problems, and this is how you got through. And we used our faith a lot, and so that's what this book talks about. It's not just about marriage, but, we dealt with infertility, and we've dealt with some other things, and so it's really just storytelling, but focusing on that element of faith.
Amen and amen. And what I love, Kevin and Sam, is that, at the beginning of your marriage, it wasn't all honeymoon and roses. Kevin was hit early on. So for the first year and a half, if I understand it correctly, you had this challenge right up front in your marriage, which you talk about in your book, True Strength. So now in your recent devotional, which is fantastic, you talk about five tips every marriage can use, namely prayer, kindness, unity, humility, and patience. Starting with you, Sam, which one of the five tips is easiest and most difficult? And Kevin, if you'd answer the same, and why?
So, such a good question. I would say kindness is probably the easiest. and humility is probably the hardest. So, but they're both necessary. I think that just trying to figure out ways to be kind to your spouse, you know, we tend to start taking each other for granted after a few years of marriage, and then and that's how marriages can start to founder, is you know, you don't invest the time in the marriage that you invested in the courtship, right? So so a good way to remedy that is just to be thinking, okay, what ways can I be kind to this person? What can I do for them? And that pours a lot into a marriage, and it helps. Kevin?
I think for me it's easy. It's patience. Patience was the hardest, and patience was the easiest. So
you're going to have to explain that one.
Well, initially, patience wasn't one of my strongholds. I mean, I was a very impatient person. I was always like, go, 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 let's get this done. Let's be, I know I stay very busy. I have a lot of balls in the air, but trust me, before I had my stroke, I had a lot more juggling going on than I do now. And I think the strokes made me realize that, you know, life is precious, life is short. And, you know, the physical condition I was in while I was filming Hercules and still have an aneurysm that gives me three strokes that put me on my back for a long, long three years of recovery. I had to learn patience. I had to learn a lot more things became more important in my life. You know, family, friends. I loved to work, but work definitely took a back seat to my health and the time that you have with the people you want to be with. So it's, I think both those things sort of made more sense for me more than anything else.
Right. And with the coronavirus pandemic, as we speak, people are being sequestered in their homes under a stay-at-home mandate. So, and we're going to be getting to Sam's great idea about accidental homeschooler. But for marriage, you're stuck together all day long by a federal mandate, whether you like it or not. How is that working for you two?
We're really enjoying it. So we homeschool, and that's our status quo. So to be ordered to stay home from school, well, that's what we do anyway. but it's funny because my one son, who doesn't go to the co-op on Fridays with us, he said today it's weird getting woken up on Friday morning because you're norm gone by the time I wake up on Friday morning.
Well, so, fun, you know,
it's a little bit of a shift.
You mentioned that about, you know, a lot of people now are not reliant on the government to be the babysitter, which is known as public schools, and they have to actually spend time with their family. Somebody just sent me a meme, a friend of mine, saying we're trying to plan our next trip, and it was a model of the blueprint of their house, the inside.
Yeah.
So I posted on it on Facebook and saying, I go, I heard that the living room was a wonderful place to visit this time of year.
I saw the same thing with the schematic, but there was a wine glass in the kitchen and a wine glass in the on top of the living room in a wine, and they were planning a wine tour.
That's funny. So back to your devotional here, which is a really easy read, and you really make that really accessible.
And by the way, let me just interject. It's free. We're offering that for free. So you can find it at samsorbo.com or kevinsorbo.net. It's just a free download. It's just fun. You know, we just wanted to do something that could bless people and maybe help them. And it's funny that it's so timely, because right now, what better time to work on your marriage than when you're forced to be together all day?
Exactly. My husband loves to cook. And guess what? I'm the benefactor. So it's working out great. But okay, so back to you two. I love in your little mini devotional, where I think you shared, Sam or Kevin, that when you do something for someone else, let's say an act of kindness, you're really doing it for your spouse as well, for yourself as well, I should say, because the word says the two become one. So if one hurts the other, really, you're hurt. And so how do you get over past hurts? I know forgiveness is very necessary. And how do you keep that a daily practice in your marriage?
So the opposite of forgiveness would be anger. And I'm very, I don't like anger. It makes me feel bad. So I focus not on being angry. That's something that I work at. And I actually find it pretty easy to work at it. And so that's what I would recommend to people is figure out a way to not be angry. And the way that I'm not angry is, as the Bible teaches us, you know, we're all sinners. So just because I feel bad that something happened that I'm discouraged about doesn't mean that I haven't done something to discourage that person myself or someone else for that matter. So I think that you know, if you can take a 30,000 foot view and not make yourself the most important person in your life, it goes a long way.
I think the devotion really ties into also the book, you know, True Faith, Truth. It really comes down to, you know, we're all getting roadblocks in our life, right? And that's where True Strength came into. True Strength title, I think I mentioned before, came from really the pun on Hercules. Hercules, I had a bunch of stunt guys making me look like a big stud, but the reality was I had stunt guys making me look that way. So, but life isn't that way, you know? We're gonna hit a roadblock. What do you do when you hit that roadblock? And you have to find your own true strength within yourself, just like you have to find your own true faith within yourself to get past those roadblocks as well, instead of blaming God, blaming family, blaming your wife, your kids, your employer, whatever it may be. These are books that are really, there's humor in them, there's touching moments in them. It really is just a place, it's a strong educational tool is what it comes down to. So how do we get by the bad things in life? Because God never promised life would be perfect, and people have to understand that. And sometimes when we pray, the answer isn't always going to be yes, but prayers are still a powerful way to get through life as well, and that comes with your strength and faith.
Amen and amen. And for the record, you two are very strong Christians in faith and film, and you have a wide audience that you are sharing your many gifts and talents with. You work together, parent together, and we're going to be talking to Sam in our next segment specifically about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to legendary actor, producer, writer, director, Kevin Sorbo, with wife, actress, and co-producer, Sam Sorbo. Their latest must-read, True Faith, Embracing Adversity to Live in God's Light. You can learn more about Kevin and Sam's work, ministry, and mission by visiting kevinsorbo.net and samsorbo.com. And get their mini marriage devotional for free, 5 Devotions for a Faith-Filled Marriage. And become a part of bringing faith-based, educational, and inspiring films to life and to screen. Kevin and Sam, thank you for taking precious time to inform our listeners of your latest projects in film and your latest great read, True Faith. Truly, a reminder that with Christ, all things are possible and that His principles work if we are willing to work them as you two have, and beautifully so. We thank you, God bless you, and much success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.